Hello everybody, welcome back to episode 25 of the Eagles Call Podcast, aka season 2, episode 2 of the Eagles Call Podcast, featuring myself, Ryan Scarab, and also the main man, Walshy. How are you doing, my friend?
Hello.
Other than only having 1 hour sleep last night.
I'm alright, mate. I'm rejuvenated, I'm excited, and I'm energised by the thought of talking about Assassin's Creed Rogue 2.
That's fun. It's rejuvenated my love for life, to be honest. It's cured my depression, which has been caused by Nicola Sturgeon, and yeah, it's a good time, but it's been kind of rough.
We're 30 seconds in, and you're already slagging off the Scottish government.
And
this
you're
is
already
the make
talking
into
about Assassin's
brilliant
Creed.
Eagles
this
Call
is the,
episode.
Yeah, this is the
this opinion. Is the Eagles Call condensed in a minute.
Exactly.
Really.
Exactly. How's your week been, though, man?
Fucking nothing has happened, but today that changes.
Oh yeah, you know it does.
Yeah, that's ominous. We'll just leave that there. What about you?
Sounds like you're going to bomb Parliament or something.
I mean, you never
I'm
know.
I'm not going to lie, that's been tempting. Of course I'd never do it.
Don't Wait. Say that, because fucking Hamza Yousif, by his own laws, could chuck you in a cell for that.
Not yet. Not yet. Is it time for the free speech?
Not it's yet. Never the time for free speech up there.
Nah, it's but, not. Not yet. Yeah, it's been yet another week of nothingness because we're back in lockdown for some fucking reason.
Oh, shit, me fucking alarm. Hold on.
What a waste of time. Like, every day I just feel the hands of time, the sands of time slowly drifting down. Just slowly drifting
I've
away.
I've got to shake me. This is going to look like I'm fucking having a wank on the camera, but I have to shake my alarm. I do that so
Are
I can't
not,
go back to sleep.
Are you not constantly wanking when we're recording these? The sound of your voice just... does it for me.
Okay. Nah, see, this is the thing. I've set a bunch of alarms throughout the whole fucking day. But listen,
oh,
I'm
right,
up
okay.
now,
just so you can,
I'm gonna
just
fix
so you can stay
things.
Awake.
Yeah, but like I said it so I have to shake it. So I have to get up and shake me fucking phone a bunch of oh fuck's that. Right, anyway.
How does it feel to know your defining character trait is insomnia?
That's kind of fucking what about you? Your whole thing's just being a Chad and hating your country.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's your thing. That's me. Your thing is the gym, and you don't even fucking have that anymore.
Oh, it is. It's got me really depressed. Because the thing is, I use exercise in the gym to like ground myself, but because the entire ground is constantly covered in snow and ice, and we're not allowed outside, and there's like 3 hours of daytime, I can't exercise. So I'm just stuck in this fucking chair.
Have you not? But surely you've
playing
like
rogue.
If you not? See, you could. I know you don't like an all like. You wouldn't want to do an alternative, but you can have a fucking go. Just lift a shelf or some shit.
Nah, bro. I have been. I've been doing home workouts, and they work well enough.
Yeah.
It's just, it's hard to get motivation after it's been 8 months, you know?
Yeah. I
also have contracted herpes on my lip for some reason. I don't know where that came from.
You could probably have a fucking guess where that came from, Joe.
Your ass.
But, speaking of ass, let's do this first,
bro.
Yeah. The other day I woke up at 1 PM.
Okay.
And
I
looked through Twitter, and what do I see? Your ass on my fucking timeline. Not in any DMs, not in any fucking group chat like usual. On the fucking
like usual. You've seen it plenty of times before.
Yeah, that's not a joke, by the way. I have... I'm the fucking... How do you have the confidence, right? You're followed by, like, pretty much everyone in this community. I swear you have fucking Ubisoft people following you.
Yes.
Joe, if I was Ubisoft and I saw that, I would fucking blacklist you.
Why? I'm a thick boy.
No, but it's not... You're not, though. Yeah.
Excuse me?
I don't know. I thought it was kind of mediocre, to be honest.
Oh.
Your typical gym lad overconfidence.
I thought we were friends. Unbelievable.
Not after that fucking tweet. This is a work relationship from here on out.
I mean, it's always been a work relationship for me, personally. I was using you, but...
It's not going to be a relationship at all.
I was using you to get to the point where I could post my ass pics and get, you know, a decent amount of feedback. And I did. Everyone universally loved it and had no complaints. So, really, realistically, you're a loner.
How could you do... How could you... How the... Tell me your thought process there.
Well, I woke
just
off.
Just run me through it.
I woke up. I was like, I'm not tweeting in a while. And then I scrolled through my camera roll.
Neither have I. I'm not
scrolled through my camera roll and saw it, and I was like, oh, that'd be funny. And I posted it.
No, it wasn't funny. Fucking toilet seen your ass. Does that not bother you?
No, I mean, he is my dad, so he's seen it plenty of times before. That sounds weird. That sounds weirder than I meant it to come out.
yeah. This whole situation's fucking weird, isn't it?
This is the most notable thing of the week that happened in a week where Kanye fucked Jeffree Star, the US government was invaded, and what else has happened? A bunch of shit has happened this week. It's been a wild week.
The US has been very cringe.
The US has been very cringe. The US has been ridiculously cringe. It's typical from them, you know? America just inherently has a lot of cringe coming out of it.
It's a country built on cringe.
Which you should go follow if you haven't already.
Fucking enable him.
It's been a bit of a mental week. I remember it was last, because the podcast was meant to go up on that day, and it wasn't able to. Yeah. But it was last Wednesday. I woke up, checked my phone, and it was like, oh wow, Kanye and Kim are apparently getting divorced, right?
Mm.
Go have breakfast, go do some stuff, check my phone again. It's like, Jeffree Star has apparently blown Kanye West? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I go off my phone for a bit again. I have dinner, and then I come back. Oh, okay, the US Capitol building is being stormed by a bunch of Discord mods.
Yeah, this is the fucking thing.
Nah, Discord mods wouldn't stoop to that level. That's more a Redditor type thing. Redditor and 4chan.
It was 4chan, actually. They were fucking...
Is that where they planned it? On the porn website, 4chan.
It's not a fucking... Have you ever been on 4chan?
Yes, and the one time I went on, all I saw, not by on purpose, all I saw was porn. Or lewd.
Not on purpose, all right.
Yes, yeah. On purpose. Because I don't look at drawings of naked women.
That was probably why. They were like, oh yeah, you know, fucking... Kanye didn't win the presidency. Now you've ruined his marriage. Let's storm fucking Capitol Hill.
Yeah, well, the thing is, if Kanye had won, none of that would have ever happened. And we would have had Jeffree Star as a
as voice. So,
yeah. I think it would have worked out perfectly. But no, that was the maddest day of all time. That was ridiculous.
Well, was it really, though? I sort of saw that, and it's like, oh,
no, that's...
more American bullshit.
No, but that's going to go down in history. That's going to be in history books.
There's so many fucking images of that are just fucking striking, where you're like, that doesn't feel real. This feels like some shit out of like a fucking pretentious.
Yeah,
fucking
that like that's
commentary.
Gonna be in documentaries and shit when we're older. In 100 years
time. Yeah, it is. And it's gonna be like it's not.
In 100
gonna be
years
a
time this podcast
itself.
Will be a source for because that'll be a thing. Like, people will have to write essays on the Trump administration.
Yeah, we'll be source B. Two teenagers from the UK give their thoughts on the fucking Capitol Hill fucking raid.
Yeah, it is insane. And the people who were there, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, a lot of them looked fucking sick.
No, they didn't.
No, like, not
what the fuck do you mean?
Like, it just looked like, you know, the guy with the big fur outfit, and he had big Viking tattoos and shit.
He looked silly. He looked like a cartoon.
Did he though? They were just kind of vibing, and the thing is, they got it, obviously it's terrible and not funny in the slightest to laugh at this attempt at destroying democracy. But
it is very funny.
It was also very funny to see, and just looked like a laugh. I would probably do it. Like if they were already in, I'd probably just hop in for a little bit and see what's going on. Nancy Pelosi's computer.
Yeah, I'm surprised that the damage wasn't that fucking bad.
Well, the thing is, they left after they got bored as well. They didn't leave because, like, the military came around.
Yeah, that's so fucking dumb. You can see that image of, like, a bunch of them just fucking running in, kicking shit over. And there's two cops to the left just slowly walking out.
Yeah, they were just bored, realistically. They just need to let off some steam.
Yeah... Yeah, that was fucking... That's so mental, though. They got into the fucking... they got into the actual fucking Congress chamber.
Yeah, and then...
Could you imagine if that happened to, like, fucking Westminster? a bunch of Redditors broke into the fucking House of Parliament. Yeah, it would. It would be even funnier. It's fucking...
No, but it wouldn't be Redditors, though. It would just be like fucking... Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it would be as fun. It would just be a bunch of dudes with knives. Shanking Tory PMs.
Yeah, it'd probably be far more violent. It'd be more of an ironically, spite rather than boredom.
Ironically, because the British, like, as much as Americans have guns, the British people are much more violent people.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, fucking brilliant.
But no, yeah.
And they're saying they were going to get Trump impeached. They've got a week.
And then, but the video he put afterwards as well. Because that's not all that happened. He put out that video saying, like, we love you all, you're very special, it's time to go home, ooh-woo. That was insane enough.
He's enabling stan culture. I don't like it.
But then he got fucking taken down off Twitter, which is wild.
Yeah, that's so fucking embarrassing for that to be the end of your legacy.
But also, it only happened now.
Yeah, I know. Well, I think, Joe...
Yes.
I think... They're impeding on free speech, and it's a symptom of a bigger disease.
Here we go.
Yeah? I'm joking. I'm joking, by the way.
No, the thing is...
You can never tell when I'm joking about fucking political takes and theories on this podcast.
No, I knew you were joking.
So, okay, good.
No, the thing is, realistically, right? It's not... He broke the terms of service 3 times.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is... That is like the terms of service of Twitter. What I think was a bit weirder was after Twitter took him down, every other website took him down.
And including it was like, fucking Pinterest?
Yeah.
And it was why?
So why did it take you? Were you just waiting for Twitter to do it first? Is that what it was? Because he didn't break the terms of service on those websites, or maybe he did, for all I know. But
well, there's a rumor, Donald Trump uses
Pinterest.
Yesterday, there was, you guys might have seen this, the State Department website, there was some fucking thing going on, where it said that Trump's presidency and Pence's vice presidency ended at like 7 p.m. last night.
Yeah.
And obviously we know that didn't happen, but people were like, oh, it's all part of a bigger fucking Oh, it did?
Well, no, they're in the transition period now. That's what it is. So it's officially, like, it's over.
Wouldn't you just put the 20th, though?
No, but there isn't a president for the next 9 days. That's the thing.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's what the transition period is. I don't know if you've seen, there's a Twitter profile called, like, Transition 46.
No. Yeah. I didn't fucking know about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the people are saying about getting him impeached so he can't run again in 2024, but by that time it'll be like...
They should have done that, but it was too late. As much as, like, it seems a bit silly to do it with 2 weeks left, you got to uphold
that.
Well,
they had
to
go so many times, didn't they?
But you've got to, like, hold that up. You've got to uphold that tradition, like, you know, when a president tries that. Just to ensure the precedent's there. But no, it was a mental time. And then everyone started tweeting about 1984 and George Orwell.
Of course.
Because the amount of people I've seen being like, blank is going full Orwell. It's like, bro, you've not...
Yeah.
First of all, you've not read Orwell. Second of all, you've not read 1984. You've just watched a Paul Joseph Watson video. Like, calm down.
Yeah, and oh... Oh, I've realised this. Joe, you've tried to fucking slip it under the rug.
Yes.
But we've not talked about the Richard of Lionheart Assassin's Creed game.
We'll get there. We'll
and you're
get
not going to fucking... No, because we'll forget.
I feel like things happened last week that were slightly more important.
No, they did. What was more important last week than finding out about the Richard of Lionheart Assassin's Creed game made by Ubisoft Sophia in fucking 3 weeks?
The day after all this happened, Dr. Dre also had a fat aneurysm.
Yeah. He didn't die, which is good, because like half of aneurysms result.
Yeah.
I hope he's not... They said he was doing well, though.
That was... I'd hope so. That was so mental. Especially after MF Doom passed away.
Yeah, two of the best of all time.
Yeah.
Sampling kings. Yeah.
That's what he gets for not releasing Detox.
It's been 20 years.
It was a week that will really go down in history. Yeah, good way to start off January. It's a good way to start off 2021, am I right?
Yeah, that fucking... You know what else is a good way to start off 2021?
Are you going to talk about Assassin's Creed again?
No. Okay. I'll wait my turn. But, you know, last week we talked about racing games, specifically The Crew.
Yeah. And how they're all bad.
They're not all bad, but do you know the fucking PlayStation games for gold? Did you know what one of the games is? It was announced literally after we recorded the podcast.
I'll take a wild guess. Is it The Crew?
It's The Crew 2.
That's
Joe, epic. You don't even have to pay for it. Can you just install it?
Okay.
And when I get a PS5, you're going to have... We could do a stream.
When you get a PS5, when's that happening?
Argos are restocking between tomorrow and the 16th, but I've been burnt before, so I won't hold out on that.
Well, if you just like wake up in normal times, then you should be able to get it.
Bro. Yeah, that's fucking true. I've not even got a rebuttal for that. I need to fucking sort that out.
But yeah, no. The week's been a bit fucking mad. And then, yeah. What day was it? It was Thursday. Yeah, because this all happened in like a 3-day span. Then you got to Thursday. Trump was taking off everything. It was all going off. And then Thursday night you messaged me. You're just like, so we've had some leaks about the new Assassin's Creed game.
Yeah, you didn't believe me. I messaged you saying...
Yeah.
You said Assassin's Creed Rogue 2. It's happening.
Yeah, you said Rogue 2 in France, as in like, oh, you're going to play as Shay in 1700s France.
Yeah, that would be preferable, honestly.
Well, because before Valhalla, you messaged me a lot saying like, oh, a new Valhalla leak, Cassandra makes a return and fights with Layla in the Grey or something, some bullshit.
And Ragnar Lothbrok is an Isu, and he's hiding in a cave in England. I got some fucking shit for that.
So I just assumed that you were capping right there, but no, I messaged a reliable source and they were like, yeah, looks like
you
looks
say like, reliable source, but we both know him and he's not like some secret insider.
No, he's not. But he is a reliable source. He knows everything about Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, he does. But
yeah, so do you want to explain this big old leak / rumor / announcement that we got last Thursday?
Okay, so Assassin's Creed, yeah. Shut the fuck up. Okay, Assassin's Creed, right? Basically,
yes.
There have been leaks. First of all, let's explain who's been leaking this. Right, because that's very important. French YouTuber guy by the name of fucking Jonathan.
I love how everyone just called him French YouTuber.
Well, yeah, because that's like everyone else is gonna be like, who the fuck is Jonathan? Because we're English speakers. Yeah, French YouTuber guy by the name of Jonathan was like, "Hey man, it's gonna be a fucking game with Richard of Lionheart coming out." And Jonathan, by the way, he predicted a bunch of Valhalla shit. One of them was that like the both characters were technically canon, but the female one was like more canon. He said something along those lines. He made a big tweet about Valhalla back in May, and he got a bunch of shit fucking bang on. And then there's another source where it's like me and Joe know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy at Ubisoft.
Yeah,
and that sounds like fucking bollocks. But
it doesn't
like,
sound reliable, but like from past experience, it has been.
Yeah, because with Valhalla, I swear this guy that we know through like mates and like their mates, I swear this fucking guy got their shit from Valhalla from the same source as Jonathan, because the shit Jonathan listed and the shit this guy listed,
yeah,
they were like all the same things from back in fucking May, right? So like, a reliable source, right? And then also, a writer from Ubisoft Sophia He's never worked on a video game before, and an Assassin's Creed one, no less.
He's never worked on any video game, which is a slight.
Yeah, he's going to undoubtedly fuck it up. But
not true. Give him a chance.
I will give him a chance, but we are talking about fucking delicate law here, Joe. Yeah. We're talking about delicate law.
Right.
So this guy, he's been writing a thing for like 6 fucking months. He's looking for like a co-writer.
He's got something. I thought it was that he's working now for another 8 months on this unmentioned project.
Did it say for another 8 months?
I think that's what it said. Or maybe it was he's already done it for 8 months. But to me, I read it as he's doing it for another 8 months because that makes sense because that would mean it would release in November this year.
Yeah. He's looking for a co-writer on his LinkedIn. And I was thinking I might throw my hat in the ring. You know?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, now, this is the thing. I wouldn't even do shit. He can do the important stuff. And then whenever there's law, I'll be no.
You just deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would probably fuck shit. I would fuck shit up intentionally because I think it'd be funny.
Nah, you wouldn't though because you care too much.
Yeah, I do care too much about Assassin's Creed. That's my fatal flaw.
It was so confusing to hear when you told me about it. I was like, it doesn't make any sense. So do you want to go into some details about it then?
Yeah. So the game, it's centered around, you're not playing as Richard of Lionheart, but you're a Templar. Around him, it's about his journey back from the fucking Syria. Wait, is Arsuf in Syria? Because it's connected. Where's Arsuf meant to be?
I have no clue. Middle East area, though.
Oh, it's Israel, right. Okay. But, yeah, so basically, it's about his journey back. He's crucial to the game. You're a fucking Templar, and obviously, he doesn't like the Templars, or at least he didn't in fucking AC1. Or I guess Robert DeSarpe one. But yeah, anyway, you're a Templar, you're around him. It's about his journey back. And this is the thing, it's apparently not an RPG. Like, that's what we've heard, that it's not an RPG. That's one of the things I don't buy. Another thing that it's an absence of thing that would make me, an absence of a thing that would make me believe this, is there's been nothing from Jason Schreier. He's the first guy to these fucking things.
Yeah, he usually is.
And like, he's not even made a peep. And even though he's left Kotaku, he still has all these contacts. He had them at Naughty Dog, CD Projekt Red, and there's been nothing. It's been like a week now.
True.
That's wild. And also, part of the rumour is that it's releasing first quarter of 2022. No fucking way. There is no fucking way.
It'll release this year.
Ubisoft would never release a fucking Assassin's Creed game in the first quarter of any year, right? Because this, especially when quarter four of this year is so dry. They've not got the time to have Far Cry, nor Watch Dogs. Prince of Persia is coming out early this year. They don't have a fucking big game for
Far Cry 6.
Quarter 4 at all.
Yeah.
Now, but that's February, isn't it?
That's what I mean, they're all coming out.
So, yeah, they have fucking nothing.
Yeah.
And there's no way they would delay it, or not delay it, but have it in the first quarter of next year when they'd probably have something ready. Because Assassin's Creed is their big fucking seller, and they have this quarter where they have fucking nothing. Yeah. There's no way. There is zero way they'd fucking do that.
Yeah. Here's the thing. At first, to me, this seemed wild to think about, right? Because I was very, very sure that we'd be getting an AC1 remaster this year. I was like 90% sure that that was what was coming this year. Not a remake. One of Ubisoft's shitty remasters where they just upgrade the graphics lately. Not even upgrade the graphics, just like make it brighter. Anyway, I was so sure. I was so positive that's what was going to happen because so many studios worked on Valhalla that I didn't think they'd have enough time to actually make anything new this year. But now that I think about it, this does make complete sense. Having another game similar to Rogue, which is purely on... Well, no, it's cross-gen. another cross-gen game, because the, you know, the next-gen consoles are a rarity at this point. Like, it's difficult to get, especially a PS5. So it makes sense for them to do that. They want to, you know, get this out to as many people as possible. Giving Ubisoft Sophia another chance, because realistically, what they did with Rogue, I think Ubisoft were pretty happy with the outcome of Rogue. You know, Rogue sold decently for basically a B game, and it got pretty decent reviews at the time of release just because of how bad Unity was. Along with that, it's weird though, because I thought that if they weren't going to do an AC1 remaster, they've got so much post-launch content for Valhalla G. They've got nearly this entire year filled with post-launch content for Valhalla. So it's weird to me that they do a game in France when they have a DLC set in France coming out in July. And I know they're going to reuse assets and all that.
Yeah, that's the thing. Same they'll time, share and reuse them.
It's still, I don't know, it's very weird to think about. And in all honesty, I don't know if I would buy this game.
Oh, you will. No, Valhalla.
No, but legitimately, right? What I've heard...
Oh, he's pulled out the legitimately now. Okay, so... serious. From what slaves I've heard, are rolled up.
This game is going to be a more linear game. It's not going to be an RPG.
30 hours long, apparently.
How long?
Yeah.
How long?
30 hours, we've been told.
Oh, geez, okay. See, I've heard that it's going to be a much shorter, linear game.
Where do you, okay, we'll talk about that after.
Reliable source.
I've heard 30 hours twice, I think.
Okay. But, if it's a linear action-adventure open-world game, the type of game that Assassin's Creed is, then maybe I'll give it a chance. But in all
honesty... Same engine.
This game is not... Valhalla and Unity run on the same engine, but I get what you're saying.
No, but the same version of... Yeah, I get what you're saying. They'll add they won't add fucking systems, probably.
No, but it'll
be the same version of this engine.
Yeah, it's just the fact that you're not playing as an assassin, and yes, sure, there will be assassins in it because it's the height of the Levantine Brotherhood, but again, it's the height of the Levantine Brotherhood, and you're playing
as... That's what I'm worried about.
Why?
This is what I'm worried about.
Like, it makes sense to do a Templar game around that time because the Templars were also at the peak of their power. They were there in the... But it's not even set in the Holy Land. It's set in fucking France. And it's like, okay, sure, that's fine. But also, it's been 4 years. It's been 6 years since we've had a game where we played an assassin. It's been 6 years, right? Six fucking years. It's been the same length between Syndicate and 2... as it has been since we've had a game with an assassin in it. That's
fucking disgusting.
And
that's horrible.
And at the end of the day,
That's sad, man.
At the end of the day, we've seen Richard the Lioness in a game before, and yeah, okay, he was good in AC1 and whatever, but also, we don't... Why? This is not what we need. This is not what anyone... Yeah. We don't need another game where you're not playing... If you're making a small game, you have the opportunity to explore stuff that you've not explored in a while, and being an assassin is something you've not explored in a fucking long time. So why not just do that? I don't understand the decision-making here.
This is the thing, right? Is, the Templar thing, that's stupid, but it doesn't sound unrealistic. I know that's not what you're saying, but for me, the only reason I don't think this is bullshit, because it does sound like bullshit on a lot of levels, is purely because of the fucking sources. If it weren't for them, and we just heard from some fucking guy, oh, this is happening.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't believe... I wouldn't fucking want to believe. I don't want to believe
it. I think I would believe it because... I said from very early on that I thought the Valhalla was going to lead into a game set in the 1100s. Obviously, I thought it was going to be an AC1 remaster, but... I think I would buy it, because I did kind of...
Mate, I'm just worried about lore. Listen, this fucking guy...
You know what would be better? You know what would be better, right?
What?
Just a fucking Alfred game. a sequel to Valhalla.
Where we play as Alfred.
No, but a direct sequel to Valhalla where we see the Templars being built in France. That would make sense. But why skip 300 years? Go to the height of the Levantine Brotherhood and just shit on our hopes and dreams. Why do that? And I'm not... Obviously, maybe I'm overreacting considering it's a tiny leak. But at the same time, if this is the case, then at the end of the day, I just don't... I don't want to play it. I will wait for the next-gen game. When you told me about this, I was like, oh, Rogue 2, that could be cool. And then as soon as you explained what it was, I was like, I don't want to play it. I do not want to play... I have no urge, right? There is no part of me... Every year when an Assassin's Creed game gets leaked, part of me is like, I'm excited. Oh, epic.
Nah, they'll do right now, the old Ubisoft marketing. There'll be one good trailer. Nah, you'll go, right now, I'm fucking buying that.
Right now, I am like, none of me wants to play this. None of me. I don't want to play this in the slightest. I don't want to see it. I don't want any part of it. That's how I am right now as of this leak. And I hope we get more information. I hope it's not what we think it is going to be. And... if it is, then I guess I'll wait till the next gen game and hope and pray that it's an actual Assassin's Creed game.
No, you won't. I'm saying this. You won't. I will give you.
No. I won't buy it. Right? I will not buy it.
What, are you gonna fucking steal it?
No, but if hypothetically I were to get a review copy of it, I would play it. Of course.
Oh yeah, you probably would. Right? Yeah, that's the thing. You're gonna fucking get it. You're gonna play it. And if you don't, I'll give you. I don't know.
You'll probably pre-order 50 different editions anyway. So,
if there's a statue edition, I will get the statue edition because I like those. They're well made.
Even when they're assassins.
This is really fucking depressing. This is every Assassin's Creed talk. But you know what worries me? You know what worries me?
What?
Right. The fucking guy who's writing this, okay? Could be a good writer, right?
Yeah.
But this is the fucking thing. You can be a great writer and not be a very good Assassin's Creed writer, right? If you chuck fucking, I don't know, Neil Gaiman on an Assassin's Creed game, he's probably going to write something that's very unconventional. And that's a fucking wild example. But, like, you get what I mean. And this guy, he's never wrote for Assassin's Creed. We don't know if he's even fucking... He probably has, like, at least played the games in research. But there is, like... We're talking about the same time period as AC1. There is so much shit at the foundation of this series that it's possible to fuck up and contrive and retcon. That's what fucking concerns me.
I don't think they will, beyond though, because it's going to be such a small project.
No, but, like, AC is so big on fan service, that especially nowadays when they need to pull in older fans more, because Valhalla has so much of that. And there's going to be... They are going to fucking...
Do you think Valhalla...
There will at least be references to Altair and the Levantines and shit.
Yeah. Do you think Valhalla has fan service?
Absolutely, yeah.
I wouldn't call most of what Valhalla does fan service, because it has a purpose.
Oh, no, I'm not saying, like... the modern day storyline, that's not what I'm saying.
What do you mean, like,
not at all?
Python and the burrows and stuff?
That makes sense, but I mean, like, we won't spoil shit, but, like, there's a moment at, like, the very start, like, the fucking AC1 trailer moment, and the way so many arcs mirror AC1, AC1 shit generally.
Okay.
Obviously, the name Hytham. There is a lot of it's like, oh, hey, you remember this fucking thing that you liked and isn't shit like this?
Yeah.
I need to stop shitting on Valhalla because it's not
you don't
that
like
bad.
It, that's fine.
It's not. No, I don't think it's.
You
bad.
Think it's good? You just don't like it.
I think it's painfully average.
Okay, fair enough. Do you like it? That's what I'm asking. Yes or no?
No. Listen. Okay. Yeah, fucking do. Because, listen, I don't dislike... There's plenty of things I do. Listen, my opinion on this hasn't so much 180s, it's K'd.
Yeah.
I when I always thought it'd be like a strong six. That was my number I had in my mind. Then it came out and I was like, oh, okay, I was right. And now I think it's more of like a low six strong. Not strong, because there is redeeming qualities, but it's just bogged down with filler bullshit and the gameplay's fucking terrible.
Do you prefer
terrible.
Unity to it, then?
Valhalla's a better game. It fucking works.
But do you prefer Unity, though?
See, in terms of, like, it's Unity's far more replayable, and it doesn't waste your time. If anything, there's not enough time given to things it needs to give time to. So it's like, I would rather play that. But Valhalla is definitely a better game than Unity.
But do you prefer the gameplay of Unity?
Absolutely. And it's not even that good.
Do you prefer the experience of Unity on a whole?
Fuck. That's... How do you mean the experience? Because that's so vague.
The experience of playing the game.
So you just mean gameplay?
Just the experience you had whilst playing the game of Assassin's Creed Unity.
Okay. Generally, because okay. Unity...
So you prefer Unity to Valhalla?
No, I don't. Listen, you're not listening. Unity is like
Jack, you
a
can say it.
Game.
No one will get mad at you.
No,
you.
Yes, they fucking would.
Amir will Unity, get mad at you.
Yeah. But Unity is a shit game that mediocre game that doesn't overstay its welcome. It fucking understays its welcome. And Valhalla is a better game that really fucking overstays its welcome, like ridiculously. And I hate games wasting my time. And Unity wastes your time in the sense that a lot of it is shit. But that goes for Valhalla, but not to the same extent. But it's not like, why the fuck am I doing this? You know?
Okay. While she lives,
Valhalla has 40 hours of filler.
Take that on Twitter.
More than that, potentially.
Jack the Walshie prefers Unity to Valhalla, and that's fine.
I don't.
That's
if you
fine,
fucking,
man.
That's libel if you fucking...
You're going to sue me for libel.
Yeah, fucking maybe. It depends on the reaction we get. Don't do that.
Every time I talk to you, you just keep liking it less and less, it seems, so.
Yeah, that's the thing. I've gone from being it's a strong six to a low six. A lot of some things that I like, but some things that I love.
Still super weird how you use the Anthony Fantano grading system.
Oh my fucking god, Anthony Fantano did not invent the fucking... 0 to 10,
no,
and the
strong
numbers and the low numbers.
And light and all that.
No. That Anthony Fantano didn't make those. That was in use before his time. He just popularized it.
Nah, you got it from me. You got it from Anthony Fantano.
Well, yeah, because it's a good fucking. I'm not gonna do Chris Stockman where he goes, that was a B+, because that fucking sucks. That's hard to follow, but like, that's easy to follow.
Wasn't Chris Stockman in a cult?
That was what he released yesterday. It was like,
yeah,
how I went from being a Jehovah's Witness to making films. I wish he stayed, to be honest.
I saw it on Twitter. I mean, that is basically being in a cult.
I founded Scarab versus Religion. Let's go.
I appreciate religion for what it is. But like being a Jehovah's Witness specifically. No offense to any Jehovah's Witnesses out there. But
there's none, listen. I can fucking assure you. How many are there? There's got to be, like, what, two? That's such a fucking niche religion.
This podcast was made by a group of diverse, culturally diverse people from
there's
various
8
backgrounds.
Million.
There's 8 million? Oh, that's actually not too many.
Yeah, and that's there's 130,000 in the UK.
And there's, what, like 2 billion Christians? So.
Yeah. How many Catholics is there? Let's have a look.
This is a weird question. Yeah, 2.5 billion Christians.
Oh, 1.2 billion Catholics. We win this one, Jehovah's. Suck a fucking cock.
Obviously. You think there's more Jehovah's Witnesses than there is Catholics?
No, but I was just, you know, fucking measuring it up. There's like 100 times more Catholics than there are Jehovah's Witnesses. Although I'm not really Catholic. My family is, but I'm not fucking, you know.
You're not a Catholic.
I'm an it. You're nah, we
atheist.
Are like
an epic 2015 atheist.
I used to be. I used to watch lots of Richard Dawkins, and I debated my fucking teacher once at lunch.
Christianity.
Yeah, yeah. It's a cringe period. Saying you're an atheist, there shouldn't be anything cringe about that, but
it's so
fucking
weird,
is.
Isn't it? It's like, oh, I don't believe in God. It's like, oh, fair enough. But then you're like, you're an atheist. It's like, oh, get away from me.
Yeah, but then I get that from saying you have any religious affiliation, to be honest.
Yeah, you just got to be you got to constantly be a fencer. Never actually make a decision, or you know.
Yeah, just be a little devil's advocate, like an agnostic is worse than anything. I have no respect for agnostics.
Saying the words "you're agnostic."
Yeah,
you can just be like, oh, I don't know if there's a god or not. But if you're like, I'm agnostic, it's like, again, it's like, oh, okay,
yeah,
pick a side, bitch.
Yeah, that's
it's a weird religion's a touchy topic, and it really shouldn't be. Because they're all the same.
Yeah, basically.
They all fundamentally follow the same.
Like, speaking of topics,
that was the worst transition I've ever heard.
No, it's because you kept fucking speaking after I interjected. Right.
Ah, I'm sorry.
We're not ranking the immersion in HIC.
What are you talking about?
It's one of our...
Oh, you're talking about Discord topics. Okay, you didn't make it clear. I get you. Okay, yeah.
Right,
by
most
the way,
do most immersive
Discord,
and least immersive, and like honorable mention.
Hopping, so make sure to hop on it right now. Link in the description, as always.
Yeah. Right, Joe's just left the fucking call. I don't know what's happened there.
I've accidentally. What the fuck's happened? There we go. My bad on that one.
You're actually a fucking retard.
I know. I am.
Okay. Topics.
That's been long established. 10 worst Ubisoft games of all time. I don't know. I've not played them all.
We're ranking the immersion. We're not skipping this.
That's a video topic, bro. And also, I'm not doing it. So.
No, wait. But they never say whether it's a video. Let's do this.
It's
is fun
clear.
Though.
If it's a top 10 or a ranking, it's a video.
Okay. This is fun though. Right.
Okay. Fair enough. Ranking the immersion.
I want to talk about sound design. Okay.
Okay.
I'm not a big fucking audiophile. Right, I
you're not
I shouldn't make me fucking laugh.
Get it? Audio
no,
file?
Like
see what I did there?
Shut the fuck up. That's so. I mean, audio file is in like audio, PH.
Yeah, I get
file,
you.
Right.
I get you.
Okay.
You more. Don't share cassette tapes.
Oh, I'm so fucking tired.
Which
okay.
You're missing out, by the way.
That's the obligatory. I'm shattered today of the podcast.
Oh
right.
Yeah, you do every time.
Okay, right, fucking, sound design is so key to immersion, it's very underappreciated,
yeah.
Right?
Agreed.
And sound design in the fucking Ezio trilogy, in AC1, all the audio is really fucking compressed, and, like, all the sounds are, like, no matter how far you get from a person...
Yeah.
It'll be like, they'll be the same fucking
volume.
Like right.
You dare steal from me? That will cost you your life.
Yeah, exactly. And that sort of takes you out of it. But, right, Ezio trilogy, once you get into fucking, you know, you stroll through Venice, right? Or, you know, you've got some fucking nice Jesper Kidd playing.
Yeah.
You can hear the fucking blacksmith banging away. You've got a fucking, what's it called? A herald.
I'd say Brotherhood's better, but also it's not as nice because it doesn't have the same. Because AC2's soundtrack is just so nice, you know.
Yeah, and you just fucking walking through a town centre or some market, it's fucking unbelievable. The sound design in those games is crazy,
and also
just climbing up a roof and echoes and shit. It's really fucking good.
Yeah, there was which game did I play recently that I forgot. Oh, fucking Black Ops Cold War, that was it, right? I streamed it. And when I tell you, because obviously a lot of games just won't, like, the feet planting sounds will just be automated, so they won't always match up. Bro, when I tell you, Call of Duty is a game about shooting guns, and the loudest thing you heard in every single mission was the thud of people's shoes.
Yeah, but the guns in COD sound really nice.
They do now. They used to sound... Well, they used to sound okay. Like, back in Black Ops 1, they had the same, like, explosion sound for every single explosion. It got so annoying. But nah, sound design's a, yeah, I agree. Sound design's a big thing, and like Odyssey is rough. Syndicates is quite nice. I have to say.
Sound design.
Yeah, like the sound of like running across the
The fucking cobbles and shit.
Yeah, the cobbles on the roof, and then you hear like people singing in the alleys and stuff.
Yeah.
And the train. So
in terms of immersion, the Ezio trilogy, like, because of the sound design and the soundtrack and the care that's put into the actual world and making it living and dynamic, that's up there, right? But again, we're going to have to talk about the wasted potential of Assassin's Creed Unity.
Okay.
Right.
I think we're also missing out on AC3 here. I think we're dogging a little bit on AC3. AC3 has some... Don't get me wrong. I don't like AC3.
AC3 is bogged down by sameness. But there's very little ambient music.
The ambient music is the issue. But like, if you're walking through Boston, it does feel like the city is alive.
It's so samey, though.
What do you mean?
Like, I mean, in terms of colour palette, like, the...
Yeah, but immersion-wise, it's not pretty by any means.
No. But I mean, alive. Like, in terms of things like the... Okay. In the Ezio trilogy and then, like, AC1, you have a lot of... Less of AC1. But in the Ezio trilogy, you've got a lot of the same NPCs, but they wear, like, different clothes to indicate, like, class and things like that. And because they're, like, different colours, you don't notice it so much that it's, like, the same guys. But AC3, it's all the same browns and beiges.
True.
And
but I feel like that's I never know.
Dogs are fucking cool. Dogs are really fucking cool.
Yeah, and children.
All right, Carson. But it's... Yeah. AC3 is just... I register that as just okay. Maybe I'll just have a walk
out. I think it's just the world of Renaissance Italy is far... nicer to walk around. But I think, like, despite it maybe not being as nice in AC3, I think it's just as, if not more, immersive. Like, you do feel like you are in that time period in, you know, 1776 Boston, New York type thing. And the frontier as well, I think, is done quite well. I don't think it's very enjoyable, but immersive, definitely.
Okay,
here's the thing, right? Since I'm wasted potential here.
Yeah.
Unity, right, would be fantastic. You've got the crowds, you've got the interiors, which so many fucking... I don't know how they made so many interiors that it never feels like you're going through the same place whenever you get into a building. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It, like, every single interior feels uniquely crafted, which is insane. You know, you've got world events, you've got things going on, you've got people rioting, people protesting, etc., etc. Revolting. You've got Paris stories, you've got murder mysteries, all of them happening. You've got various things happening in the world.
The lighting as well, fucking great.
Lighting's pretty good when you have a decent working console. But the problem is, as always with Unity, technically a mess. The pop-ins,
yeah, that's the thing.
Weird NPCs, the copy and pasted NPCs, there is a lot of those. And also the fact that the entire place is covered in fog.
It
doesn't help. Yeah, you never climbed Notre Dame and then you see like the entire city has fog throughout it.
What? Oh, like from the top of
the draw distance is terrible, you know.
Unless the draw distance is fucking dog shit.
Yeah, unless you're...
But, like, this is the thing. It's best walking through, like, back alleys where there's, like, not a ton to render. You're not looking that far away and you can see all these, like, unique animations.
Yeah.
Right? It's, like... That's the thing with Unity. There's so many unique things going on of, like, the way people are interacting with each other.
And it's also arguably the most realistic world in it. Not arguably. It's the most realistic world in one-to-one skill buildings, everything's fucking built, everything, you got interiors everywhere, you know?
Yeah, big up the one-to-one scale, we do love that. But there you go, there's your answer, insert history.
How about just games, though? What's, like, most immersive? Obviously, Red Dead 2's the top. We don't have to discuss that. Red Dead 2's the most immersive game ever created. Is there any else that like stand out to you? GTA 5, Rockstar just are great at immersion.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Yeah. Naughty Dog have this thing. The fucking physics they have for shit like, you know, Uncharted 4, when you're like, you're fucking sliding down a hill, the fucking rock physics for every individual, like pebble on the hill.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing. Also, rope physics, right?
Yeah.
And then the fucking Last of Us 2. Oh my fucking god.
The like, snow physics.
The snow physics ain't really the best in The Last of Us 2. But like,
no. I've not played this game, so.
Fucking. Naughty Dog just make like physics engines for fucking everything. And I love when it's like.
Yeah.
This thing in front of me is alive and it's dynamic, you know?
Yeah. And I think what's important isn't that it's just realistic. It has to be believable in the context of the world, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, so many games will try and be realistic, and it can just lead to, like, it can lead to either boredom or just, like, uncanny type things. Like, they try to make things as realistic as possible, and they go too far, and it ends up being too perfect. You need imperfections. You need, like, it needs to feel believable, not necessarily realistic, if that makes sense. I mean, that's the problem with a lot of old games, is that they're too, like, clean.
Utopian.
Sure.
That's not really the word. But
that's not the word I would have. Like, if you look at, like, Arkham Knight, for example, Arkham Knight's world is so, like, grimy.
It's empty, though.
It is empty, which it takes away from immersion, but, like, the world
fucking sucks in any game. That fucking sucks with Mafia 1 Remake as well. Emptiness. Yeah. I fucking hate that.
But, like, yeah, no, Arkham Knight's world is, like, grimy. But like you said, it's really empty and there isn't like much going on. Whereas Arkham Asylum, obviously, it's so much smaller, but every little crevice of it has so much detail and it feels so believable and it feels so like, it's not got like the, I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah. Oh, have you seen this topic?
Go on.
From the boss, Elemental Edge, he's our meme guy.
By the way, if you are in the Discord, put more in the video and podcast topics ideas. I forgot to message it today to say, but every Tuesday we record, so throw it in there.
The boss Elemental Edgy says, RIP Walshy subreddit, Walshy moderator, restricted it so no more posting. Dripping with me. Oh, okay. Right, is this...
Why did you read that out?
No, because I just thought it was a fucking... I didn't know if you knew, because I've not spoke about this.
Right, okay, what happened then?
I'm kind of glad that has happened. My subreddit... Why the fuck... Because I thought it was the boss who made it, because like the fucking meme guy. So
but it's just some random guy.
It's some guy with the account name Walshy Moderator. Can you actually not post?
Huh?
I'm just checking if probably not. Anyway, that's great.
Why are you talking?
Subreddit is dad.
I don't understand what you're talking. So your subreddit is being shut down. Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, some guy put it in the fucking topic. So.
But is that what you? Is...
Some guy put it in the fucking. What am I meant to do?
About your subreddit.
It's not my subreddit.
Well, it's about you.
It was in the fucking topics list. So I guess he wanted us to talk about it. It's a community podcast.
I've deleted it because it's not a podcast topic. Leave a podcast topic.
Yeah, you're fucking silencing the people. No free speech in the nest. He's implementing fucking Scottish rules.
You say what I want you. You say what I want you to say or you shut up. This is such a mess. Anyway.
Yeah, we need to start. I need to start sleeping for these.
That might help. That might help a little bit.
Yeah,
because I genuinely just didn't understand what you were saying there. But it's okay.
No, because it was on the fucking top. You're behind the curve.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
That is exactly what it is. Yes. Hey, you've been playing fucking God of War.
I have been playing God of War.
You've been streaming it.
It's already cracked my top 10.
No way.
Yeah, way.
Fuck me.
Of course, course it has.
Okay.
That opening was enough. That opening got a top 15 immediately. But the first 2 hours of God of War are... Yeah, they're the
I
best.
I think you're quite knee-jerky when it comes to games.
No, that's not true. I said
from it the start is entirely
that,
true. No,
that's not true. I said from the start that Valhalla wasn't that good. I said that Jedi Fallen Order was okay. Ooh. I said that Spider-Man Miles Morales...
No, when you were playing through Valhalla...
I said that Spider-Man Miles Morales was okay, but not as good as the first one.
So you're like God of War quite a bit. You killed the dragon, and then you played another 2 hours, didn't you? So after that. No, you killed the dragon, and then you played another 2 hours after that on that stream.
Sure, I guess.
Yes, you're like a little less than halfway through.
Anyway.
I think.
Oh, I'm a little... Okay.
Tell me your thoughts.
I played like 8 hours. But no, the first...
Yeah, that's at least the way I remember it.
The opening of the game is, yeah, definitely, arguably, probably, the best opening to any game
I've
ever
played.
Without a doubt.
I wouldn't go that far, Ragnarok, but it's fucking good.
Played by Jared Leto's Joker.
I think it's potentially my top five, because I'd go Last of Us 2, Revelations, Sonic Unleashed.
What?
The Sonic Unleashed intro, are you fucking serious?
Oh, I thought you were talking about games all time. I was like, are you saying The Last of Us 2 is your favourite game of all time?
The Last of Us 1, if we're just talking about good intros.
Yeah, it makes sense.
For video games, yeah.
Yeah, I think Last of Us 1 is the only one that really compares to me. That and AC2.
Yeah, if we're going AC games, I'd pick Revelations for that.
So good. But other than that, the combat system, I'm very much enjoying. Tough but not tedious and annoying, which is
the
always
combat is really
which
good,
is, which is always the best balance. Now, apparently, it's not as good as the original God of War games, but it's still great. So, like, it's
no,
not
it's
like
better than those.
It's not like Dark Souls, where it's just like, I don't want to play this; it makes me feel sad. It's like, this is challenging, but I'm having a great time with it.
Yeah.
Along with that, his relationship with Atreus. Is I can't say his fucking name right ever. Atreus is pretty good.
Well, Atreus,
I did get the game fucking spoiled for me, which is pretty epic. But
what did you get spoiled? Oh,
yeah, you cut it in the chat.
Yeah, I did.
So that was a bit annoying, but it is what it is. And yeah, it's just an all round great experience. I have issues with it for sure, and I don't think I don't think it nearly matches up to Red Dead 2. I don't think that it deserved Game of the Year over it. I mean, obviously, I've not finished the story yet, so maybe it did. But so far, I can't see it winning Game of the
definitely
Year over
doesn't.
Red Dead 2. But,
you're talking about an 8 versus a 10, bro.
Yeah, I think right now I'd give it like a solid 9.
A solid 9? No way.
Yeah,
you have nature, that Joe. You're part of the mob. You're
Knee
one of the
God
sheeple.
Of War, because I'm giving it a 9. God of War, widely considered one of, if not the best game of all time.
Yeah, by the fucking hive mind, maybe.
You just have a big brain. That's what.
That's it. It's an 8 out of 10, no more, no less. It genuinely fucking is. It is quite a good game. That's not me saying it's shit, because an 8's really fucking... It is really fucking good. But I wouldn't say it's one of the best games of all... It's less of a one of the best games ever, and more of a... It is to my taste, but not like totally this game was made for me.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm mature enough to admit when
it's very happened. It's very much my type of game personally.
I mean, I guess a lot of it's just I need to replay it because the first time I played it, I wasn't giving it a lot of attention, and maybe I'll like it more. But to my remembrance. I'll give it a mid-8.
Yeah. But I'm looking. I think my top 10 list will change a lot in the coming months after I play all the Uncharted.
Don't put it in your top. That would be very cringe. Don't do that.
Well, God of War. It's already top 10, bro. It's already top 10.
That's fucking. This is what I mean. You need Joe. You have Nija.
That's not knee jerking it. Most people have it top 3.
And they shouldn't. It's not. It's not that good. It's good, but it's not top 3 good.
Okay. Well, it is top 10 good.
Not even top 3 that year. That's a joke. That's a joke.
Oh yeah, of course. My favorite game is Red Dead 2, Celeste, and Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Fucking, let's talk about this, right? Yes. Some of your streams. Since you've got a PlayStation,
yeah,
I want to know, are you playing Death Stranding?
No. No.
I wondered this, because everyone's fucking forgotten about this game. It has a place in my heart.
Of course I'm not playing Death Stranding, the Daryl from Walking Dead simulator.
And he does have just as much character as Daryl from The Walking Dead, if not less.
No, I'll play Uncharted, and I'll play The Last of Us, and I'll play Horizon.
You're going to play Lost Legacy?
And Detroit Become Human, and not Death Stranding, for sure.
You can't go, I'm going to play Detroit Become Human, and then sit there and go, oh, Death Stranding, that shit.
Yeah, but Detroit Become Human's a 10-hour experience with a story. Death Stranding's a 60-hour baby simulator, so...
No, it's not a fucking... This is the thing, right? Death Stranding, it's the type of game... You know you have, like, Jetpack Joyride and Subway Surf and those, like, go-to apps to play when yes. you're, like, on the bus or your
boy. This is not a good comparison to a AAA title.
No, that's exactly what it is. It's like, hey, if I want to... You know, like, if I just want to, like, fucking listen to a podcast and not just sit there, mm-hmm. or I want to listen to a video that's not that visual... I played it a fuck ton this time a year ago. I got like 30 hours in. I really... It's fucking meditation. It's really calming. You know?
Fair enough. I'll take your word for it, but...
Nah, you should play it. You should. It's really fucking satisfying.
Nah, I don't have the time. And the way you've described it there, I definitely don't have the time.
Yeah, nah, but like, just unwind, since you can't go to the gym now.
Yeah, but I'm not going to...
Play Death Stranding instead.
I think my top 10 list is going to change a lot in the coming months, so that'll be interesting. Yeah, well,
go through the current Founded Scarab top 10, or vaguely.
Do I have it off the top of my head? Yeah, I will have a look. So, one, of course, is Assassin's Creed... No, fucking hell. Is Red Dead Redemption 2.
No, you do mean Assassin's Creed. You most definitely mean Assassin's Creed.
Wait, hold up. Because Red Dead 2, number one on my list. Yeah. Number two is... hold up, I do have my list here. Number two is Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Nice.
Number three is L.A. Noire. Number four...
Fucking lovely.
...is The Last of Us.
Yeah.
Number five is Red Dead Redemption 1.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, so this is from the 8th of February last year. So, number 6 is Batman Arkham Asylum, which I don't know if that's
it. Yeah, it's a great game, but it's...
Maybe City there instead. Number 7 is Fable 2. Number 8 is Assassin's Creed 2, which switched those two around.
Yeah.
Number 9 is Mafia 2, but actually I'm gonna say Sleeping Dogs is number 9 now. And number 10... Yeah. Was okay. Number 10. Okay, my updated list right now. Sorry, I'll switch that around. So top 5 is the same. 6, I'd put Batman Arkham City. 7, I'd put Assassin's Creed 2. 8, I'd put God of War. 9, I'd put Sleeping Dogs. 10, I'd put Fable 2.
Yeah,
that's my list as of right now. So as you can all tell, I need to play some more fucking PS4 exclusives. But
yeah, you
it's gonna it's going to change a lot. So that'd be a good time.
Yeah.
How about you? What's your top
okay? Like? Let's get through this
off the top of your head.
I had a top 5 really solidly in stone in like 2017. That's all been fucked. Right, Assassin's Creed 2 and Red Dead 2, 1 and 2, immovable. Would love for it to happen. Doubt it. Number 3. This is where it's a big old toss-up between Red Dead 1, Mario Galaxy 2, and Sonic Unleashed. But those are my 3, 3, 5.
Okay.
And then 6, I'll go like The Last of Us. Then I'll probably go fucking Uncharted 4. I'm fucking missing something. And then somewhere towards the back, I'll go Brotherhood. Right. Joe, what games have came out in the last 20 years?
Detroit Become Human.
Fuck off.
Rainbow Six Siege.
Oh, Overwatch. Yeah, I'll put that. If we were going by playtime, Overwatch would be like my fucking. That's okay. That's a fun one.
I mean, if we're going in terms of playtime, NBA 2K17 would be my number one. So.
Oh, you are such a fuckboy. You are.
You play Overwatch. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but that's me being a Redditor. You're a two sides of the same coin. It's scum, but different kinds of scum.
Nah, I'm cool.
You're not fucking cool. You think you are because you get offers to do MDMA on fucking Snapchat by your weird mates.
And you just get offers for girls to kill themselves.
Can you stop fucking...
Allegedly.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Overwatch.
Walshy, please send me your nudes or I'll kill myself.
That didn't fucking happen. But, right.
That did happen.
Overwatch is fucking good.
Admit it, Jack.
I'll admit I play Overwatch. I enjoy Overwatch a lot.
Have you ever sent nudes, Jack? That's an interesting topic of debate.
What?
Have you ever sent nudes to anyone?
Do you want to have this conversation?
I think so. I think it'd be a good one.
Well, I know you have. You've told me this.
I sent them on Twitter.
Oh, okay, yeah, there's those. Do I really want to talk about this on fucking... But I'm a minor, by the way. So
you are a good point.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, Jack's never risky. Sent nudes because that would be a crime. That would be a
fucking... Cause it's not fucking... It's a fucking stupid idea anyway.
It is a stupid idea. Don't do it.
The amount of... You have to have a lot of fucking trust in someone to do that.
Yeah, you got to be a special person to do that. And by special,
Joe, is anyone
I mean fucking
you know,
retarded. Anyway.
Does anyone you know in real life listen to this? Because you wouldn't want them to fucking...
Probably.
You won't want to cut this out.
Probably a couple. I don't mind.
Yeah.
Bro, this is our space to just chat. It's just we're just having conversations.
That was an odd topic of conversation. Have you, a minor, sent nudes?
Well, that's I forgot you were a minor.
Oh yeah, that's what they all fucking say, aren't it? Yeah, you're so mature for your age.
That's what Carson said. You're 6 months younger than me. It's weird to think that you're like still a child. But...
Oh, I'm 9 months younger than you. But I don't feel younger than you, do I?
You don't what?
Fucking hell. We're really playing into the nonce thing. Joe's 9 months older than me. He's not a paedophile. But
no,
we'd be
paedophile.
In the same year at school.
That's weird to think about, yeah.
What, do
would
you...
We? Nah, I don't... We, I don't
yeah,
because
I...
No, we wouldn't. I'm
the youngest
I was
in my year.
I was in a year above.
No, but because I'm in August, I'm like a week away. I get put into that younger year.
I think the
unless
think
it's
the
different,
things are different though in Scotland.
Ah, yeah.
Because
okay.
I was a year above you at school. But anyway,
oh,
I mean, there's worse things to do. Like, sure, asking if someone sent nude. I mean, Eddie showed his cock and balls on stream. So
no, he didn't.
In well, he has this cock and balls cam, which he shows a Superman. His
Joe,
Superman
which just out of interest, which stream was that?
It was it his Among Us one? Yeah, I think it was.
Oh
Among
yeah,
Us.
I remember this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a bad Among idea. Us. Bit of Walsh advice: don't do it unless you have a fucking insurmountable trust with that person.
Or
which,
a big cock.
That's what I thought we had, Joe, an insurmountable amount of trust, but then you just aired it to the fucking, the whole world, so...
I haven't aired the Snapchats you sent me, so...
Well, don't fucking say that as if I've sent... Because if I had, that'd be illegal on your part.
It'd be illegal on your part too, sharing child pornography.
Oh, this is fucking... I've not done that, by the way.
It's a two-way street.
Well, yeah, but you'd be the predator here. Like
I'm the predator of the prey deciding. Oh my!
You can't commit noncery and get on a fucking high horse. Oh, it's your fault. So you shouldn't have engaged. You know,
that's the type of thing Shane Dawson would do.
I'm sure that's the type of thing Shane Dawson did.
Yeah, probably.
Oh man.
Shane Dawson really made a documentary series about how Jake Paul was a sociopath. Like, how much a... he just has no self-awareness.
That's fucking... Yeah, that was
what
fucking...
What happens to Shane Dawson? Is he just not making videos these days?
He's on his boyfriend's channel.
His
and
popularity
a few
fluctuates a lot.
Oh, no, because he... They were like, hey guys, do you remember when Shane Dawson was a massive nonce 11 years ago? This is weird. Only now is this weird. I'm saying it should have always been weird for the record. I'm not saying it shouldn't. He is a fucking weird nonce cunt.
Yeah. I mean, he just doesn't upload as well.
Well, yeah, but he's got so much money that he can just sit on his ass with now.
Exactly. I mean, the conspiracy theories videos that he used to make got like 50 mil a piece.
He's paying for a mansion in fucking LA at the same time, or at least California, I think. So that's got to be fucking taxing.
But there was a period of like 5 years where he was just completely irrelevant. Like he had his first. Like,
he did mukbangs before they were a thing.
Yeah. He had his early on YouTube, like when he blackfaced and was an epic emo boy.
Yeah. That was fun. Anyway.
Early YouTube was sick. We need to reminisce about that at some point. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. We can't tell the people about that yet, but...
Yeah. That'll be fucking fun. Yeah. I mean, okay, we've gone on tangents on top of tangents here.
That's what this PlayStation podcast is. Games? It's a good time.
Yeah, basically.
You know he did an apology for blackface 6 years ago?
Yeah. I know he did that, yeah.
Huh.
But alright. PlayStation exclusives. This is a fucking thing. Horizon Zero Dawn, you said to me earlier this week you weren't like major on fucking playing that.
Nah, not really. Just tired of open world RPGs. And also it doesn't I don't know. I will play it. But like it's low on my priority list. It just doesn't appeal to me in any way from what I've seen.
Yeah.
That's just me, though.
I think it's quite good.
Yeah. I'm sure it's good. It's not, like, I'd rather play it's The
not,
Last of Us.
Yeah, it's not great.
I'd rather play Naughty Dog games before I play Horizon.
Yeah, when there's masterpieces to play, you don't want to play, you know, an above-average RPG. Well.
I need to play Life of Black Tiger.
oh, yeah, that's a fucking exclusive, isn't it?
It's the best PS4.
Oh, but Joe, it doesn't work on PlayStation 5. You're going to have to buy a PS4.
Ah, no. Only 6 years too late.
Fucking eight.
Eight? What?
Yeah, 2013. Oh, fucking Black Tiger's 6 years. Yeah, right, I'm a fucking idiot.
Oh my god.
Well, but closer to seven, but, you know.
The thing is, in my mind, I always think that the consoles came out in 2014, because I link the consoles coming out with
EA. Yeah, that's when I got my Xbox One.
Yeah. I didn't get it until, like, 2015, though, 2016.
Yeah. Right, PlayStation games that are high on your priority list. Last of Us 2, that was...
Those
are you going to play
ones.
Uncharted and The Last of Us 2?
Yeah, I'm going to play through the whole... Like, basically Naughty Dog's whole collection.
Yeah, you've... Because you played Spider-Man Remastered.
Yeah. And Spider-Man Miles Morales.
Oh, mate, you got to play good, fucking...
It isn't that good, guys.
Oh my god, yeah, you've missed some fucking masterpieces here. Okay, you need to play.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, I'm getting a list from Forbes here. You need to play Shadow of the Colossus Remastered, Persona 5, Joe.
Okay, but what about Persona 1 through 4?
Fucking, I don't know. No one's fucking played those games. Just forget they exist.
Okay.
Persona 5. Fuck. What other games is
it? Resi 7.
Yakuza! Joe, you need to play fucking Yakuza,
That's
mate.
That's not a PlayStation exclusive.
Oh, it's not anymore. It used to be.
Yeah.
But I still... Joe, fucking play Yakuza, bro.
I think I'll go with Resi 7 first, personally.
Okay, we'll play... Play all those, but you need to give Yakuza a fucking go.
I will, Yakuza, I promise. It's been on my list for a while. I'll get it done.
Yeah, bloody brilliant.
What projects do you have in the works just now, then? Since it's now every week we have to discuss our future projects.
Weekly update, I'm still a lazy cunt. Joe, what about you?
Aha, that's so mood, am I right? Ahaha, relatable.
Don't fucking do this to me. Because this is actually fucking go on. What are you doing?
What am I doing? That's a good question. Just slowly drifting through life, the sands of time.
Joe, shut the fuck. What Assassin's Creed videos are you making?
Oh,
this
I'm
isn't
making
a fucking
a
philosophy
video.
Lesson.
I'm making a rogue
there we
video
go. Thank
in
you.
The same vein as my Syndicate video.
How far through are you with
well,
that?
I just finished the game. And I'm trying
and
to write it, and I mean, there's so little to talk about Rogue because nothing happens in it.
Yeah,
so,
even White Lloyd's video is quite short.
It's tough, but I think I'll get through it. Other than that, I'm focused on real life things just now.
Fucking boring, bro.
I know it is. It genuinely is very, very boring. But yeah, it's just the way life works. You just gotta do some things that aren't as sweet sometimes, tragically, or at least
I don't really.
I do. Unfortunately.
Yeah, you do, because you live a pathetic, fucking, actual, functioning life.
Other than that, I mean, LA Noire, GTA 5, want to replay them at some point.
LA Noire, 10 years later, you can do that now. Joe, you can fucking do that.
I'm doing it.
What else is 10 years old? Let's look up some 2011 games.
A few games. But,
Arkham City, surely you're doing that.
I've already done Arkham City. I'm very focused on streaming right now. I'm having a blast.
Yeah, you're
having a
yeah. That was fun before.
I think I'm just gonna build up some more streams and focus on that. Because
you do have a real viewer base for that now.
Yeah, and it's also January, and which means videos don't get views. But
this was the right time to take a break then.
Yeah.
Okay, mate. 10 years old this year, right? And you gotta. Are you gonna do Modern Warfare 3?
No, Modern Warfare 3 sucks.
Yeah, I thought that'd be your answer. What about Skyrim? There'll be a ton of people doing that.
Yeah, there would be a ton of people. Also, I'd have to do it. The thing is, if I played Skyrim again, I'd have to play everything. And
yes.
As you know,
yeah,
I'm very precious with my time.
Listen, Joe.
I'll figure some stuff out.
One, Skyrim, bunch of people are going to be going there. It's a big time investment. But one, that's niche, right? Mm-hmm. Uncharted 3, your only big competition with that, that I think would be like Robin Gaming. Would be the
but
only
big. But also, Uncharted
3
isn't good, so. Now we'll figure something out.
Uncharted 3 is good.
It's gonna be a pretty sick year. I'm excited for summer specifically as well.
Yeah.
Saints
Row 3.
I don't know about you, though, but like being in lockdown has just crushed my. Just kind of crushed me. It's like, I don't have any inspiration here. I don't like. There's no urgency. There's no outside like competition or anything holding me accountable to do things. So I'm like, I do find myself quite often just not doing anything, or like just spending entire days playing fucking chess.
Listen, I need a fucking schedule. I need someone to slap me on the wrist and say, right, fucking get on with this. You know, lockdown is
Edinburgh.
Too much freedom.
Move
the Templars were right. Awesome. No, but you actually would just fucking hit me with a dumbbell and say,
yes.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm scared of you.
I'd whip you into making content.
That, what am I, fucking Belle Delphine? That was shit. Let's fucking swiftly move on from that one. What future content are we? Are we talking about lockdown now? I'm so fucking tired.
I think you're a bit lost, yeah.
I've just been watching a lot of The Sopranos. I fucking love The Sopranos so much.
Send some love to Walsh, you guys. He's tired and he's having a tough time.
Shut the fuck up. I don't want your pity. I want to rest. Oh, that's such a deep quote. I'm gonna put that.
That should be your Twitter bio.
That's some shit I would have done in 2015.
Did it? In 2015, when you were 13 years old?
12.
12.
11.
Oh.
This, 11 for most of the
I'm
year.
I'm
going
to be 20 next year. Such a weird thought.
No!
Yeah.
God, fuck off. You're going to be renting a house in that? Or
no,
buying one?
Never
right, your fucking YouTube's going.
Never renting a house.
What, flat? Like
I will live with my parents or my gran until I can afford a house, because fuck renting, man. Landlords do be evil.
Yeah. But listen, I touched on something there, right? Your fucking channel.
Yeah.
Hey, Remember you hit 1K, what, 2 months ago? Yeah, 2 months ago, it was November.
Yeah, mid-November.
And it was a huge fucking deal.
Yeah. Right? And
I'm at 1.5. Yes. 1,500 Scarabians.
Yeah, I'm going for 1,700 already? By the end of the month.
Yeah, you'll fucking do that. Especially with how this, like, Fable video is doing.
Oh, that Fable video has carried my channel completely.
What's it at now? Like 10K?
21K.
Fuck off. Nah, Joe. You've banged this much.
But also, so it was... What... Oh, yeah, anyway.
But then you've got this Odyssey video is doing quite well. You've got the fucking... The Rogue one's going to do sick.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you for sucking my coffee.
Nah, Joe, listen, I'm very happy. You're doing fucking well, mate.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. And the streaming as well is so... Because that's a good thing to have, like, a fucking bedrock of, like, community in that.
What I'd rather, though, is a truly active and lovely Discord. So everyone make sure to go and join.
You're such a fucking sycophant. Can I not just... Okay. Yeah, no, but that is true, though. Jump on the Discord. No, it's been quite well recently.
What do you mean you're sycophant?
Doesn't that mean like a big old... Oh, no, that's when you suck up to people, right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of an opportunist.
Ah, right, okay.
You are that also, though.
An opportunist to get our Discord up and running.
Yeah, it's your responsibility. You literally pull all of the legwork around here. And
I'm happy to do that.
I pay with exposure, Joe.
Yeah.
That's my end, but...
You call, like, messages someone who's doing art on Twitter is like, can you do some art for me? It's like, oh yeah, my rates are this. Like, you want to get paid,
bro? Yeah, I'll retweet your art to my 300 Twitter followers. Bit of a debate this week.
Yeah,
right. Sonic.
Oh no! We're holding that out. We've got something that is coming up in the works just now that we can't announce right now, but we'll get to it soon. We can't, Jack. Yeah, we need to hold up.
Are you announcing that there's something that we can't announce?
Yes, that's what I'm doing. I'm announcing.
You're such a fucking idiot.
Okay, but it's true. We can't. But we. It's just the fact of the matter. It's just whether cookie crumble.
Yeah,
Sonic versus Pokemon debate. You're gonna have to wait.
No, bars. This is we're not. I thought you were talking about the OnlyFans. We have to wait till I'm 18. I thought that's what we're talking about. But
well,
was it not?
That's just you just groomed yourself. That's a bit weird. It's maybe a bit comfortable. Actually, I don't know if I can do this anymore.
You fucking will. I'm the toxic housewife. You can't stop coming back to.
With all that being said, okay, though, that's fine. Thank you all for listening/watching.
No, wait. Can we? Azalea Banks.
You do this
cooked.
Every week. You do this every week.
No, Azalea, fucking Azalea. Some fucking American woman cooked her cat and she's famous. She dug up her dead cat and chucked her on the fucking barbecue.
With all that being said, thank you all so much for watching. Make sure to go give Azealia Banks hate because she cooked her cat. Make sure to give us 5-star on Spotify. And Jack, do you have any closing statements today?
Sonic is better than Pikachu. And also, because we didn't fucking talk about this, that new building being made in Lower Manhattan, fuck that.
Yes,
fuck that,
I
bro.
Agree. Thank you all so much for listening and watching. We'll see you in the next one. Much love.
Alright, see ya. Bye.